Hello and welcome to the Pony Sync for June 30th, 2020. I'm Andrew Turley. I'll be your host. Thank you to everybody who is here today, and thank you to everybody who's listening to the recorded version of this. If everybody who's here could just introduce themselves real quickly.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joe McElveen.
I'm Gord Tischer.
Hey, I'm Daniel Mangum.
I'm Kendall Mall-Andrew.
All right. Welcome, everyone. So if you want to take a look at the issues that we will try to be discussing today, there's a list in Zulip in the sync topic under 6/30/2020, because we're still using US date format here. So starting where we usually start would be RFCs, except it doesn't look like we've had any updates to any RFCs in the last week. So we'll skip ahead on that. Moving on to Pony C, we don't have any open PRs. We have 5 issues. First one is 3581. With tuple causes compiler to abort. So let's take a look at that.
Yeah, it looks like this was already diagnosed by Matthias. This is something that I don't think anybody thought to do before this time. And so it's just not accounted for in the compiler at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other labels we need to put on this?
So you took away the ready for work labels, so I suppose not.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Um, 3580, UDP socket incorrectly maps sock name to localhost. Sean asked for a minimal example UDP code, which Netflix has provided.
The link in the OP is a little bit, I think it's the wrong link. I was trying to click it and not the UDP socket.
Joe, you're a little quiet. I don't know if you can move closer to the mic.
Yeah, I was just saying that the link provided in the original post is not, probably not the right link.
Oh, yeah. Let's see here. Let me go ahead and fix that. Any other thoughts on this?
Just trying to follow what the issue is.
I presume the example code where he says by modifying host on line 11. Actually, he's saying modified host on line 26.
That would seem to make sense.
Interesting. So, yeah, there's the map mini to loopback function as mentioned.
From my perspective, the links that the reporter has filed don't line up yet. So the link to udpsocket.create hasn't really done the right thing. I suspect that's GitHub formatting. And the link to the example code don't, and his or their writing just doesn't seem to line up.
I've tracked down the line where this is happening. Comment there real quick. I don't know off the top of my head what the subtleties are with in address any. And then just be back. So trying to figure out why it's an address only in the first place. Does Pony OS listen UDP? Is that the right one? Is this UDP? Yeah, UDP socket. Pony OS listen UDP. This calls OS socket listen with the host. Function does. Constructs the address info with OS info in turn. So it only ignores the host if the host is null or a pointer to a string is empty. So it's not clear to me what the expected behavior is for in address any versus in address. unless anybody here on the call has any insights into in address any for UDP, this might be better done offline.
Yeah, I don't have anything at the moment.
I'm basically saying what I just said.
Okay. The next one is 3139. UDP socket sockets stop listening after a while. A while back. It looks like Acrylix just added a little bit of information here at the end. I don't know that there's a whole lot more that needs to be discussed there. Unless anybody again has any additional insight they'd like to add.
I don't have anything.
Okay. Still marked as a bug, still marked as needs investigation. 2815, RFC 59, formal viewpoint adaptation.
Yeah, so the context of this one is Jason Carr has been discussing some of these related things in the Zulip. So this is basically, this comment is him mentioning that he found another soundness issue that is going to continue to be a soundness issue until we adopt George Steed's viewpoint adaptation model from his paper. So,
yeah. Okay.
It's not immediately clear to me. Let me take a quick look here. I think because this is this ticket that Jason Carr opened was then closed because it was already a duplicate of another issue opened by Paul Lyotard on June 13th, 2017, which actually kind of led to the discussion about George Steed's model for viewpoint adaptation. The last comment in that thread is, why haven't we adopted that yet? And then when we talked about that later in the St. Paul, I agreed to write the RFC, and the RFC is there, but it just needs to be adopted in the code. Also of interest, perhaps, to those listening who wanted to go to check out the Zulip in the compiler discussion channel, Jason Carr has also shared some thoughts about getting rid of the ephemeral designator and capability. So that's kind of a big topic that we don't need to discuss today, but just might be of interest to some folks. I've been chatting back and forth with Jason all the day.
Okay. Now, since 3578 has been marked as a duplicate, I think we can. We'll move off that one. Yeah, so it sounds like we can just leave this open. It's in a good place for right now. 991, UDP socket write V sends multiple packets.
So for a while, Sean had assigned himself removed difficulty easy and added difficulty medium. Then later unassigned himself with the note that this is currently blocked. And so user Anacrolix, who filed some of the other UDP issues we've been looking at, asked the question, what is this blocked on? So that's pending Sean's response to that.
Yep. I'm just looking through the thread. Joe, can you tell what it's blocked on?
I can't. So Sean did have a question on so 1st of July 2016. Possibly address the UDP write B write buffer issue, where I might want to buffer many messages and send them, is this the buffer, and then call write yourself, something new looking for possible. And also point three, Windows, Sean is basically saying he doesn't know how to implement on Windows because he didn't know Windows APIs. I think what this is blocked on is probably somebody with Windows. It doesn't really seem that it's blocked to me, but it needs somebody to come up with a plan for how to accomplish it on Windows. Sylvan mentioned in an earlier comment that IOCP interfaces on Windows do support scatter gather, so it is possible to do it there. I'm not clear on why this is blocked. I wouldn't necessarily see it as blocked, but as in needing somebody to work on it for each platform, including Unixy and Windowsy.
I'm just going to ask Sean if he can elaborate what the blocker is. Okay. So that's it for Pony C. Unless anybody has any objections, let's jump to Corral. Issue number 99, misleading error. On update, dependency bundle is not found. So this looks like in the last week. An opinion on what the error message should be. Don't think there's anything else that needs discussion there unless people want to say something about that.
Yeah, so it looks like there's, in Sean's comment before that, it seems like, he's had a needs discussion, so we might want to consider discussing it here. The question here is, he says, should there be an error message when you use a project that does not have a Corral.json? I think maybe no, and we don't output anything. Nothing, because I think warnings are dumb. Things should either be an error or not. The argument in favor of making this an error is that it will push everyone to start using Corral.json and all the projects. But if an error should stop processing and let you know it will not continue, putting pressure on the running community to bring libraries up to date with working with Corral. It might mean that in order to use the dependency, you have to fork it to add a bundle.json, if he means Corral.json. But if libraries abandon, that might not be the worst idea. So yeah, this is kind of a significant question. We could ask folks here to weigh in if they have any thoughts. Should Corral be compatible with being able to pull in dependencies that do not have a Corral-ready project structure to them, specifically this Corral.json file, which is Corral to do. Should there be some way where Corral can pull in dependencies that don't have that, or should we say that Corral only pulls in dependencies that do have it? I would lean towards saying that Corral as a tool should probably expect that all the dependencies you're pulling in are compatible with Corral, or maybe that have been designed with compatibility for Corral in mind.
I would actually offer an alternative opinion that in order to allow developers to make progress without forcing the Corral.json on other people's libraries, and therefore allowing it, makes more sense to me.
Allowing Corral to work on projects that do not have JSON files?
Yes, if your dependency does not have a Corral.json, but it is roughly structured correctly, then it should probably do the right thing and allow the dependency to be used. While I would like to encourage people to be consistent with patterns, I would suggest that forcing people to use the same pattern would be would reduce the uptake.
Mm-hmm.
So should we assume that if the project has no Corral.json, that Corral should consider it to have no dependencies to be a dependency-free project? Or should there be a compatibility mode for some other tools like Stable, or I think Stable wasn't great at transitive dependencies to begin with, so it's not necessarily an issue with that. And you can always work around that issue by explicitly introducing the other dependencies yourself. That seems reasonable to me to say that you can pull in a non-Corral.json repository by that repository cannot have any dependencies of its own, unless you're willing to explicitly specify them in your Corral.json.
Yes, that makes sense to me. So if your dependency has transitive dependencies, then as by using that dependency, you need to make sure that those other transitive dependencies are effectively become direct dependencies on your project. This is where I want a whiteboard.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Others have any thoughts?
No, unfortunately, I can kind of see both ways, and I'm not sure I have a right answer.
I'll try and write up that opinion and put it on that ticket.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, yeah, I was in the midst of doing that, but since it was your thought, I'd be able to say.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. Let's see here. Pony Tutorial issue 438, or actually PR 438, type aliases restore personhood to people without a home.
Yeah, so this is a helpful PR. I think Sean was asking for additional changes.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree that this is a problematic problematic example.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if the OP doesn't respond within a reasonable amount of time, we could, you know, consider just merging this anyway, because it is an improvement, whether or not the additional changes that Sean asked for.
Sure. Okay. Let's see if we get a response back then. Pony tutorial issue 408, add runtime basics to the tutorial.
This is just Ryan adding some additional notes to the ticket. I don't think it wants any particular action from us at the moment.
Yeah. I don't know if there's much else to discuss there then. Pony lang mode highlighting of primitive types, issue 128.
Yeah, I noticed that this user Damon Kwok added some notes about this in Zulik, some confusion about how this might be done. The screenshot shows that, my colors are not inverted for a second here to use the colors to describe things. So the screenshot shows none being used as an argument versus as a type argument. Versus as like a type designator, and it, like in general. So the issue ticket says the last two nones should be recognized as constants rather than types. So the idea being that if you see a type name or a primitive somewhere occurring that is not in like a type expression context, then it should be known that that is it should be highlighted differently. And I might, from my personal perspective, and this is just me, but I might kind of challenge that kind of premise and think that none is not really behaving like a constant. I don't know, it's not clear to me that they should be highlighted differently in the first place. And it can be tricky to know which is which, especially in the context of create sugar. So because we have create sugar, that can, if you mention a type, it will call the constructor for that type. That's actually even what's happening on none here, even though for primitives, the constructor is sort of special cased away magically. So I guess all that to say that the none here, I don't know that I would call it a constant rather than a type. I believe I would just call it a type in all of those cases and not consider it to be something different when it is being used as a value versus when it's being used as a type expression. And that's perhaps hypocritical of me, given that I was just last week working on in the Mare compiler a differentiation between the two, and they are, you know, treated differently in terms of code generation. But the context in which they occur can actually be kind of subtle, and I would suggest it's more subtle than code highlighting give it credit for, it, especially in the context of adding that create sugar that I mentioned before. So I will give kind of a summary of that in a comment on the ticket, and kind of just mention that I spoke a little bit more about it in the sync call, but that's it's just not clear to me that these are different in terms of syntax highlighting that they should be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The last issue that we have is the Last Week in Pony, Ponylang website 594. I think the only thing we need to say about that is, yeah, it exists. If you have anything to add this week, go ahead and head up there. That's it for the issues that we have, the issues that have been updated in the last week that are still open. Is there anything anybody else would like, are there any other issues or things that people would to discuss? Joe, it sounds like you're still typing, so I guess
no need to wait on me.
Okay.
And I'll mute myself.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. That was, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant if you're waiting. Okay. If there's nothing else, then I think we can probably just end a little early today. Everybody enjoy the remainder of your Monday, and we'll get this up online, and we can meet again next week. All right.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. Gonna stop recording now.